We did an early bird training, which has been a hallmark of the conference for several years. We usually do that on the first day in the afternoon before the main session starts on Tuesday. And the early bird training covers many, many topics. We've had a variety of topics like how to make a study skin, how to be safe with pyrotechnics, how to do good wildlife photography, bird identification, all sorts of things, and it's usually very well received. Several years ago, we did a media training to prepare people for if they have a media event at their airport that involves wildlife strikes and wildlife management, and that was very successful. So we decided to revisit that topic. Here we are 10 years later, approximately, and this time we did a risk communication and then also focused on media communications in general. And so the purpose of the training was to provide people with the basics of risk communication. What are the do's and don'ts? How to do this effectively, how to keep your cool under pressure. And then we also had real life experience from two professionals. So the beginning of the training was led by APHIS Legislative and Public Affairs, Tanya Espinosa, who is actually Wildlife Services Public Affairs contact. And she talked about the pros and cons and the basics of risk communication. That was a very informative discussion that was very well received. And then we went on to have a presentation by Pasquale DeFalco, who at the time was one of the public affairs officers for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And as he said during his presentation, his career was bookended by 9/11 and then the Miracle on the Hudson and everything in between. And so he had a very interesting presentation about all of the different wildlife issues that have come up at the various Port Authority airports over the years. And boy, was it varied. Everything from loose monkeys to, prize-winning dogs, to chimpanzees and turtles.